This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 376 for Wednesday, May 1st. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures reclaimed some of their lost ground on Wednesday despite sharp losses in crude oil prices. At the final settlement, the July canola contract gained $7.70 at $625.70 per ton, while the November contract at $7.60 at $642.60. Crude oil prices are falling by about $2.90 per barrel, which normally places a lot of pressure on the oilseeds. However, Chicago soybeans and soy oil are higher, although soy meal is lower. European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil are closed for May Day. A trader comments there wasn't a lot of follow-through on yesterday's steep losses in canola, especially by the funds. As prairie temperatures remain cool, the forecast is calling for precipitation across the region with a chance of snow in some areas. Manitoba Agriculture issues its first crop report of 2024 with some cereals such as wheat at 4% planted. The Canadian dollar is unchanged on Wednesday afternoon with the loonie at 72.75 U.S. cents. Yesterday, the Biden administration announced its plans for sustainable aviation fuel feedstock. Those include soybeans that must be grown with cover crops and by zero till. The United States Energy Information Administration reports ethanol production bumps up slightly for the week ending April 26th at 987,000 barrels per day, but stocks slipped to just below 25.5 million barrels. Ahead of tomorrow's export sales report, the market is projecting 100,000 to 700,000 tons of old crop soybeans. Old crop corn is to be 650,000 to 1.3 million tons, with old crop wheat 100,000 tons either side of zero. New crop wheat sales are to be 200,000 to 600,000 tons. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Wednesday. The July contract at 7 cents at $11.70 per bushel. July soy oil tax on a quarter cent at 43.26 cents per pound. July soy meal is down $2.90 at $349 per short ton. Corn is higher as its July contract rises 4 cents at $4.51 per bushel. Oats are also higher as its July contract increases 8 cents at $3.77.5. The U.S. wheat complex is lower as Chicago July gives up 4 cents at $5.99. Kansas City July falls 10 cents at $6.25. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis July loses 3 cents at $7.01.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday, May 1st. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.